Okay, the Torah tells us that after the brothers come down, Yosef, of course, claims that they're spies. And he says, I'll make you a deal. He says, I'm going to hold one of you hostage, who turns out, of course, to be Shimon. He's going to stay with me. The rest of you go back and bring me back Binyamin, and then I'll know that you're really not spies if you indeed can bring back your youngest brother. And so the brothers go home. He returns all of their money, of course. And then they're home, and they tell their father what happened. And they say, we need to take Binyamin. And he says, no way, I'm not sending Binyamin. The Torah then fasts forwards, so there's no food left. The Yaakov says to the boys, there's no food, you gotta go back to Mitzrayim. They say, we told you, Abba, we can't go without Binyamin. So he says, fine, I'll send you with Binyamin, send all sorts of gifts to this viceroy, to Yosef, and he lists all of the beautiful things that the land of Canaan has to offer. You'll send it with you. You'll send the money that he gave back to you, take that also, give it back to him. And then he says, a tefillah, he offers a prayer. May it be that Hashem should grant mercy in the eyes of this man. And he should release to you your other brother and Binyamin, who I'm now sending back. Please, he says, Hashem should grant mercy in the eyes of this man, that he should release your other brother and Binyamin, that they should be able to come home. And the Rabban says, that's a very strange way of referring to his son Shimon. Shimon is the one being held hostage. He should have said, mention it by name, Hashem should give you rachamim, and he should release Shimon, who's there now, and Binyamin, who I'm sending, and you both should return home together. Why does he call him your other brother together with Binyamin? So Ravan says three levels of understanding what he meant. On the most pshat level, he says, the reality was, ki lo haya Shimon ratzui b'enei aviv. Shimon was not in good graces with his father. Father was angry at Shimon still because of the incident of Shechem, in which he and Levi wiped out the entire city, and Yaakov was upset about that, and he wouldn't even mention him by name. He said, your other brother, may he come home safely, says the Ramban. He doesn't call him. And what's the only reason he's sending everybody now? They ran out of food. Had they not run out of food, he would have left them there even longer. That was not a concern to get him home. He's not willing to send Binyamin, and that's the simple reason, he says, simply that he didn't want to mention him by name. However, says the Ramban, there are two other levels of what Yaakov meant when he said, bring home your other brother. One is a reference, as Rashi makes mention as well, ki nosan daito be'es hatfila, the time that he's davening now, that they should come home safely, he really has in mind his other son, his son Yosef, that he has continuously mourned all of his life. He's never given up hope on seeing him again. Ulai odenu chai. Maybe he's still alive. So he couches his words in a way when he says the tefillah that you should bring Binyamin home and your other brother. It could mean Shimon. It could mean Yosef. I hope it means Yosef too, that he should be able to come home. And the Ramban introduces here a concept that when we daven, we should daven as broad as possible. Sometimes a person davens for something very specific, but it's not so good for him to have the specific thing. Let's make up a simple example. He's looking to buy a house. So he finds a house, he thinks it's the right house. So you can daven, Ribbono Shel Olam, please let it work out that I get this house. Okay, listen, nobody knows into the future. You think this house is perfect? No, maybe it's not. You should daven instead, Ribbono Shel Olam, let me find the right house in the right time. Whatever it is, maybe it's this, maybe this one will fall through, maybe this one's got problems that I don't know about. So Yaakov, instead of saying that bring Shimon home, he couched it in a way that was broad, bring home your other brother, let him come home. If Yosef is alive somewhere, then this tefillah will also cover that, and that it should be a hope. If he's around, I just say it in a very broad sense, bring him home as well. And then the Ramban adds a third level of meaning when Yaakov said that this entire parsha is a reference to the Golus, the eventual exile that the Jewish people would go through, that Yaakov is using this experience to highlight that which is going to be. That when Yaakov says that Hashem, that this man should have rachamim, it's a reference to Hashem, that he should have rachamim on v'shilach lachem es achechem, and he should send home your brother, meaning the Shvatim, Acher ve'ez Binyamin, the other brother in Binyamin is Yehuda and Binyamin, in the same way that there's a yearning to return to Yerushalayim, that Yaakov is in the land of Israel, praying of a return of the brothers. He's really praying for a return of all of the Shvatim to come back from the exile, as he then concludes his words, Ve'ani kasher shacholti, shacholti, I'm so bereaved, I can't be bereaved anymore, is a reference to I've been bereaved once at the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, a second time I've been bereaved, and now I want my children home, and also buried in these words of Yaakov, of bring your brothers home, the other one, and Binyamin, and all, is a reference, he's davening for all Jewish history, for his children, the Shvatim, to be able to return home.